The Prisoner Freed. Author is unknown, New York City. Appears on page 495 in the second edition, 508 in the third edition of the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous. After 20 years in prison for murder, he knew AA was the spot for him, if he wanted to stay on the outside. This alcoholic first heard of AA and went to his first meetings when he was in prison. He probably joined the fellowship in 1950 or 51. He slipped after 10 months, but by the time he wrote his story for the second edition, he had 4 years sobriety. He started drinking when he was about 16, but had to hide it from his father. After his father died, he rolled along with the mob for years until one day, returning from a four-day drunk, a detective was waiting for him. He had shot and killed one person and almost killed a second. He was indicted for murder in the first degree and feared he would get the death penalty. But the jury brought back a verdict of murder in the second degree, for which he received a sentence of 20 years to life. He received an additional sentence of 15 years for attempted murder of the other man. He was sent to Sing Sing, expecting to serve a minimum of 35 years, as at that time there was no time off for good behavior. Eventually, the laws were changed and he was released after serving 20 years and 9 months. During that time, he was incarcerated at Sing Sing, Dannemora in the Adirondacks, and a place called Wallkill, a so-called rehabilitation center. It was at Wallkill that he first heard of AA from two other inmates. He didn't like AA, but his two friends kept insisting he go back to the meetings. When he was released from prison, he made excuses to his parole officer for not going to AA. Then one day he ran into the old crowd and got drunk. His mother was heartbroken and asked if he were going to do this to her all over again. He told her he would not. She was still alive at the age of 82 when he wrote his story. So he finally joined AA and after a slip at 10 months, stayed sober. Life was no bed of roses, but when something happened that upset him, instead of walking in and throwing a buck at the barman, he walked into a phone booth and dropped a dime in the box to call an AA member. He considered himself very lucky to have found AA and the AA program to hand on to and carry him through.